because you can handle the truth.
Republic of Texas Radio. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien, and for some reason I felt like counting to four, twice, almost.
I thought maybe you were learning a new dance step or something.
Really? Is that how they do dancing? I've never learned to dance, Alan. Steve has never learned to dance. Hey, Alan. Hey, since you started off, what day is it today?
Oh, well, I'm allowing it to be October.
Okay, is it Sunday, October the... We're in the real world, they call this the 6th. So, you know, we can be something. It's for the uninitiated folks out there. Man, the world around us has given us everything, hasn't it? It's a wonderful thing. They've given us our time, our dates, and everything. And we kind of need to reclaim some of this stuff. I'm not too sure how the timing goes for reclaiming times and dates. Independence would be really good. Freedom and liberty would be really good. Time and dates, well, it's got to be included in that, too. So as we're saying, we're going through our structured world. Today is Sunday, October the 6th, right? 2019. Wow, that's crazy. And we're going on to 2020, and, you know, we could do a whole show on calendars, but, you know, here we like to talk about Texas independence, the groups working towards Texas independence, and a whole lot about the world around us. I wanted to share a little bit about last week's show. You know, sometimes we get the specialty shows. You know, that was the last show in September, I guess that was Sunday, September the 30th. And the whole reason for that show was kind of because we had gotten to a place here locally in Texas, in Fredericksburg, Texas. I guess you could call me a little bit of an activist or something like that. And whenever I see somebody in peril, dun, 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 I try to step up and help, and so does all the other somewhat, I guess we call them activists around here, if it's a good cause. And so we saw a gentleman, and you can go back to last week's show, and I get the whole rundown about the homeless situation here in Fredericksburg, the lack of the homeless situation here. I don't know what is going on, but the point was a gentleman wasn't getting any kind of movement on what he thought should be something that the people here in Fredericksburg, Texas needed to know about. And for several weeks, he'd come to me and he'd say, you know, look at this, and you know, they're homeless here, and well, the paper doesn't care, and the police chief don't care, and the sheriff says, not my problem, go to the city council. You know, in multiple visits, nobody did squat. So, you know, I tapped Susan Dantzler on the side and said, come on, Susan, are you down for it? Let's try to expose this thing. And it exposed it and went to the Internet. And from the Internet, it kind of threw all over the place and just wanted to push that one down the road. And so we did. And we'll kind of leave that alone. But we've been talking about this place we call the corporate United States of America, and the homeless situation that is kind of growing everywhere. So maybe we just started the dialogue. I don't know. Anyways, the results that we got were positive, and so we ended up getting enough exposure for the paper to at least put a story on the front page talking about the life of the homeless guy in Fredericksburg. So we got a front page spot. not too sure which direction that article is actually spinning. I kind of thumbed through it a little bit. It wasn't my purpose and, you know, not what I wanted. Kind of more interested in about the homeless situation of just average people right now and how many people are just right there on the cusp. You know, I got a little bit tear jerky last week when I mentioned I knew a family that was going through almost sliding into that place called homeless last week because of a breakup between the two individuals. I'm happy to say that somehow that came out okay for another minute, but there's too many people living hand-to-mouth and struggling out there. We really don't have a solution. So I'll get back to Alan here in a second, but I'm going to throw this link to the article to the newspaper here in Fredericksburg for a follow-up if you guys really, you know, want to follow up on that, and maybe we'll talk about it. You can visit our chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com, spelled chat and go or something like that. Yeah, it is chat and go. Kind of stupid name, but hey, everybody knows chat and go, right? No, they're stupid. Anyways, Alan, do you have anything to add to that except for boring?
Oh, well, no. You know, like I said, it did get basically about a full page, I guess, right up in our little local paper here. And it was pretty much what I expected. They had to say something so they can control the situation. And, you know, we've got our one homeless guy living under a bridge, gave his story and yada, yada, why he's there, circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we've got our lone homeless guy, kind of like, you know, we've got our one black guy here, you know, Token, right?
Well, we actually have an increasing population of black people here.
I'm making silly as because it was portrayed as one guy down there just hard on his luck, and you know, there's places around that will help and this and that, but it's not really because they just kind of want to sweep it under the, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know what happens with, we live in the most expensive place in Texas. Taxes and property valuations keep going up, yet city spending is down. And more than half of the structures in town are owned either by non-resident owners or have been turned into bed and breakfast playgrounds for the rich and drunk. So, it's basically typical, I guess, what's going on in the rest of the world.
I guess you can't afford to be homeless in Fredericksburg, you know, unless you've got the dibsies under that bridge over there.
I think the cheapest I found was a one, if you can figure this out, trailer, which would be, I guess, a little pup camping trailer for, was it $600 or $700 a month? That was the cheapest thing that I saw in the paper for all the rentals.
Damn. Wow. Let's see. Don't be bringing that kind
of
bad
news.
That
wasn't in town. You had to be able to travel here, you know, to get to a job or anything, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do here on that. But maybe we'll address it. Maybe we won't. You know, we'll have to see. You know,
what are you going to talk about? You're going to go zillion on us, or this is what, like week 86 or something? Now we're going to talk about.
Wasn't there
a Jew guy named Epstein that was in the news? Something about.
We definitely should talk a little, Epstein, you know, and let's do everything in time. But kind of one of the things, and I just want to keep flowing, right, because like that homeless thing, it's not quite over yet because we got a silly thing that's happening, right, Alan? So we talk about the world around us being a three-ring circus, right? And you go over here is the Trump ring, right? And he's over there, and, well, Trump. Yeah, Trump. And several weeks ago, Trump did this one thing. He said, California, hey, take care of your homeless, right? And they go, we take care of our homeless just fine. We like them just where they're at. You racist. And it's damn funny, right? You know, whenever a clown walks around and shoots seltzer at somebody, it's damn funny, right? To Gavin Newsom, we don't have a homeless problem. There goes the seltzer, right? And then all of a sudden, we're they changed the whole Trump ring, and now they're playing this impeachment game, right? And they're walking around going, impeach Pelosi, impeach this person. Everybody's being impeached, right? But the homeless thing was kind of just sunk under the rug, right? And they're holding that one back for some reason. You know, meanwhile, California is the number one state, I guess we'd call them, for homeless, you know, in the nation. Well, last week, Alan, I think I mentioned this to you. God, what is that clown's name? I always call him Old Ironside. The governor. You know, this guy, his name's Greg Abbott, right? You know, he rolls around and he's in charge of Texas, right? He's the governor. So he goes around telling everybody what to do. Now, in Austin, which is really fun, they like to keep Austin weird and really pretty screwed up, and it's gotten a lot weirder since, you know, there's stickers that say, keep Austin weird. And what does that mean? I don't know. They passed some laws for homelessness in Austin that says you can camp just about everywhere except for, you know, some parts of downtown area. And so they're going to be changing a little bit of that, but... So the governor, he goes and says, what? He goes, you got to clean up this place or we're going to do it for you. We're going to do it. I'm going to send in DPS, Department of Public Services, or one of those damn things, cops, right? The state cops. They have the state troopers and the Texas Rangers and who knows what other kind of gun-packing mamas they got. And they probably have gun-packing papas still. So, and what does Austin do? Same thing as California. We don't have a homeless problem. We made our homeless problem a lot better on the homeless by letting them camp wherever they want to. Stay out of our stuff. Get out of here, Old Ironside. And they didn't call him that. They said Greg Abbott or whatever. Yeah, I'm making light of it by calling him Ironside, but I don't care. While he lives in Austin in a mansion with huge walls. Okay, walled off and, you know, rolling around, checking stuff out. At least he's, like, making some kind of a stir. We've got a fight coming up here pretty soon. Now, it's not just Austin that's having a problem, folks. It is Houston and it is Dallas, and it's kind of on the rise. And somebody should do something about it because the Dallas, Austin, and Houston people don't really, well, how do I say this, Alan? They don't know how to handle it. They handle it in the old way. So I was telling you this week, Alan, and I'll cut this off. The Austin people, what they did is they wanted to get a god, right? A god that knew homelessness, right? Somebody that we could worship, that could send out some, you know, words into the air and put down stuff on paper and make changes everywhere. So they went to, well... We went to the internet and they found somebody for Orlando, Florida, who's been playing with the homeless for many years. And I guess she's really good at it. And then they hired her. But they hired her from Orlando, Florida. And, well, Orlando, Florida still has a homeless problem. So she's probably going to be bringing in all the failed and miserable programs that just don't work. You know, spending lots of money. I really don't see that they're solving any kind of problems, but, you know, the cities are kind of messed up, Alan. I really don't know what they should do. I don't know. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, you know, around here, Steve, you know, they solved the problem of that new judge position by just arresting a whole lot more people. So, you know, so the judge positions are safe. You know, he doesn't have to worry about job security. we live in a world, Steve, where you know how you used to, you know, the okay sign? You know, supposedly that now means white power, and weenie little city dwellers are squirming and squealing that when you say, okay, oh, he's a supremacist, he's going to kill me, help me, help me. And you'll get thrown in prison for doing the okay sign now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the world
is silly. It's absolutely bonkers. Yeah, Ken just wants to remind folks that, you know, in Ring 2 with Trumpy Trump, they did add some additional words into the clown world. They've added civil war and coup, right? And so it's like, you know, coup, civil war, seltzer. Go after you. And then there's the Texas show. And the Texas show is pretty funny, too, Alan, you know, as we look at that. Because this isn't the first thing that came up this week about, let's see, Greg Abbott, right? He's running around with his seltzer. I'm sorry. He doesn't run around. He has the roller thing. Wheelchair. Ooh.
I guess he would be like the third stooge, you know, that one that was replaceable, right? Chimp or, you know, Curly, you know.
Yeah. Sure. And so his soldiers come in, right? Department of Public Works or DPS, right? Department of Public Safety. He has a column of Texas Rangers, right? You know, these guys are outfitted in special uniforms. I did the research earlier, so I want to, and I know I'm making light of the Texas Rangers and I'm supposed to salute them and, you know, I guess stand up straight when they walk into the room, but I don't do that.
Was there something else also about something like you're supposed to, like, donate your firstborn, something like that?
It could be, but I think you're talking about Planned Parenthood there.
Okay.
But that's in a different ring, man, different ring. We're in the Texas ring here. And so the Texas Rangers, they wear some kind of a coat, right, a sports coat, a nice dress shirt. They have a star on their thing, and they have slacks and a cowboy hat, right? You know, they walk in with this column of these guys, and there's another column of the state troopers, you know, that they're wearing their little uniforms, usually black, and they drive around in these black Dodge Viper-type cars, and they go, vroom, I'm going busted. But mainly, they spend a lot of time chasing after truckers, right, and, you know, checking the, checking the air brakes to keep you safe.
I know of an article the state police did a lot more than that, Steve. The state police were very useful. They picked up a lot of the drug shipments along railroad tracks and stuff like that, took care of little boys that happened to see drug shipments, you know, by laying them on the tracks and let them get chopped up.
I don't know any.
You know, it's a good organization.
I don't know anything about that here. I really don't. You know, I'm sure that some of them do, right? You know, it's a foregone conclusion that there are dirty and there are clean ones. But here's a big problem that we're facing this week. They have new standards for DPS workers, and the police officers unions are just up in arms about this, Alan. They're really pissed off because I guess the policy is coming down or is down that if you have a waistline that exceeds 40 inches, you cannot be a cop, or you can't be, you got to get skinnier if you're a male, 40 inches. And they're driving
to fire everyone?
Female? Well, they're going to, well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. What are you gonna, so if you're a male and you have over a 40-inch waistline, or a female and you have over a 35-inch waistline, they may have to fire you, right? So they might stick you in a box and try to run it all off of you or something like that and put you on waistline prohibition or something like that. But the police officers union says that that's just the wrong direction to go, and that, you know, the cops have to do lots of stuff and everybody's body is different, and don't be body shaming people. And, you know, going,
they don't need that anymore, Steve, because they don't, like, you know, chase people and run them down. They just freaking pull their gun out and shoot them. So, I mean, you know, even if you only got under a 40-inch waistline, you can't outrun faster than a bullet. So, you know, I mean, what the hell use is it? Let them just wallow around, you know, just like the Blob or Jabba the Hutt or something.
Okay. Well, that's one mark for the Texas Police Officers Union. You know, so just let them roll around. You know, not like in a wheelchair, but maybe we can get them the little carts, kind of like that they give to people in the shopping centers. You know, so we'll just get them attached to their Corvette. And so as soon as they pull you over on the roadside, they can sit in the little cart and go, come up and shoot you and then drive back and get in the thing. I don't know. It's a crazy world, but I can't believe that they're even arguing that at all. You know, didn't they have any standards before? And obviously, you know, I guess they don't. Oh, well, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be playing kind of fast and loose with the topic thing. I got a lot of stuff about Texas, you know, that circus. Well, I don't know. Maybe we won't. Maybe we will. What do you know about the Gilly Jean? You did bring that up a little bit there, Alan.
They're still over there Gilly Jeaning. You know, I can't tell you the extent of it. I see flashes here and flashes there, but they're still kind of doing their thing. And you know, they're supposedly over there in Europe and places. There's farmers driving around in tractors, you know, blocking highways and all kinds of stuff. And everything is just SOP, standard operating procedure, man. It's just going on along, and everything's great and good. The economy's growing, everything's great and good. No one's dying. There's no pharmaceuticals killing anyone, no chemicals killing anyone. The world is good, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sure it is good. Now, I remember the one this week, and you just remind me of the protest of the week, is actually from the Netherlands. The Netherlands had the biggest protest. They have over, that's Greece, and that's from January 2017, the Greece tractor protest. But the Netherlands were doing a protest this weekend because the farmers are getting the shaft, right? That circus is ending. And so they came out in force with tractors all over the place. So there's video footage of the Netherlands. I mean, the whole world seems to be in chaos or something. I'm not sure. But
was that Denmark, or where was it over there? Did I hear right that they're going to decrease agricultural production by more than 50% because of the poisons that agricultural industry has put into the environment? So in order to stop the poisons, they're going to reduce their food production, total acreage, you know, arable acreage, by 50%. That was Denmark, one of them countries over there, Netherlands, somewhere.
That might be the Netherlands thing. That was a carbon footprint thing, right? In order to save the planet, you know, we're going to not feed you anymore. And they didn't quite like that. Let's jump to the phones real quick. We got Jerry. Jerry in Texas. What's going on?
I just got a question about this top wasteland.
The wasteland. Okay, we'll try to answer it, but we're not that smart.
Well, it's not about the cops. It's about the Dunkin' Donuts. Will it increase or decrease your profit margin?
Oof. Do you have a Dunkin' Donuts near you, Jerry?
No, I don't.
Dunkin' Donuts, that's more or less probably owned by the police organizations by this point anyway, right?
Well, if they can't watch your waistline, they got a fat-free, low-calorie donut. Is that where we're going with this?
They'll probably solve it by, like, putting aspartame instead of sugar into the donuts, and that'll solve everything.
There you go. Yeah. I couldn't pass that up. I had called, that's just a consideration. What's this going to do to the donut market, you know, and sweet rolls and croissants. But anyway, I just got to be a smart aleck and call in.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have a Dunkin' Donuts over here, but then we're weird, I guess. you can buy Dunkin' Donuts over at Walmart.
We don't have Dunkin' Donuts, Steve. We've got Drunken Donuts.
Oh, okay. Okay. Listen, I'm going to go. I had to be a smart aleck. Y'all have a good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's interesting how the climate changers are willing to give up everything and receive nothing. And the more that I think about it, the Netherlands is one of those places that we're talking about. The protests came out is because they're doing the EU thing on them. You know, their own government has attacked them. We also have that other little ring in the corner. It's this little girl's ring, and for however long she's allowed to keep it, Greta O, whatever her name is, you know, and she sits there and goes, climate change, we're going to die. I like AOC. Was that Canadian? Climate change, we're going to die, eh? Let's get some bacon and some beers. That's Canadian, right? Oh, sorry, Alan.
Yeah, I just can't wait. I can't wait for the D.C. police chief to stand up in front of her and say, the goose is in the noose. The goose is in the noose. Remember that, folks? Remember when the D.C., with the Beltway sniper? If you don't think that mind control is something that is actually happening and real, what reason did he have? Do you remember when the D.C. police chief, right before they got caught, got up in front and he was giving a press conference and he's sitting up there talking and all of a sudden he just stops and he says, the goose is in the noose. The goose is in the noose. And like 6 hours later, they find these guys asleep in a rest stop. Remember? I mean, you know, yes, folks, there is such things going on.
Yeah, she's. I don't know if she's any kind of MK Ultra. She's definitely well programmed by her parents, as we all are, right? And then, well, my perception is she's taken advantage of, right? So her parents created her the way she is, and then they jumped onto her at a minimum and threw a whole bunch of money to try to create an archetype that we're all supposed to follow or listen to. You know, it's come out just recently that Soros money moves the little girl, and so does Microsoft money. She has direct ties to both of them, as well as she has a handler that walks around with her, and, you know, they bump steer her. And who knows, she probably has briefings all the time, and then they're going to, you know, they're doing the Miley Cyrus / Britney Spears / whatever. Nah, maybe not those ones, because if people make some really good points when you talk about the true MKUltra-style mind control where it comes down to Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus. I don't know about Greta. I haven't seen anybody do a workup on how she's a, you know, some kind of a mind control agent.
No, but, you know, I did just recently see, Steve, just recently I did see a report where someone went back and did a study of good old Charlie Manson, and it's come out that, do you know what? He might have been involved in the MK project and ran around in Laurel Canyon out there and all those places. Dang.
Yeah, you can't trust the government at all. Is at all the right word? Huh. I don't know. I don't want to give them any
at all. At all. Either one. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Nothing good is happening in the world, in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, in the executive branch. You know, nothing's happening, and nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, there is, Steve. All charges involved in the Epstein case have been we're not going to pursue him. He's gone, and it's out of our minds, remember? It's not being talked about anymore, so it never happened.
I haven't heard all charges or all those investigations are dropped. But we'll explore that here. Hang on. Republic of Texas Radio, we're going to do the break. We'll be right back. Hang on, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're talking about the three-ring circus. Maybe it has a hell of a lot more rings. It's hard to keep track of all the things that are going on, isn't it? You know, it is for me. Alan was bringing up the fact that Epstein is quietly dropping to the sidelines, and he'd heard something last week that, well, and pretty much said, they're dropping all, you know, cases involved with Epstein now and moving on. We've got better things that we have to do. It. Anybody else hear about that? No, I'd be kind of curious. I've done a couple of searches, but I haven't heard anybody, you know, proclaiming that it's over. But isn't that interesting? As things are coming clearer and clearer that his ties to the Mossad and to the CIA are becoming closer and closer. This child, what do we call him again? A rapist? A child molester? A pornographer? I don't know if he was a pornographer. I guess he was filming this stuff. You know, blackmailer? Is that the word? You know,
well, and you know, Steve, the one thing that they didn't bring up is, you know, all they talked about was him acquiring young girls for these people. There was no mention of the teenage boys or the young tender little boys, you know, sex before eight or it's too late, got, you know, crowd. They didn't really mention none of that.
you know, as you go through the news feeds, Alan, you know, and I know you don't, well, particularly use search engines or news thingies like that, you still see action. At least there are reports that are coming out, you know. The Victoria's Secret billionaire is, he's upset at, you know, being under the spotlight, and people are saying that he's responsible for it, and that happened like about a day ago, whatever. And, you know, there's other accusers that are pointing the finger at him and so forth. So is it live? Is it dead? And, you know, those things are easily covered up. They sit there and they talk about Prince Andrew still, you know, it's still, and whoa, here we go. Princess Di and Epstein scandal. Whoa, my God, he's all over the place, right? You know, it's like going, whoa, you're crazy. But it's all going to disappear. You know, they're talking about multiple locations. People are trying to bring, they want to revoke grazing rights for Epstein's ranch because of this. Oh my God, that's terrible. But it's gone, right? And what are we talking about? We're talking about looking into impeachment. They use it as such an impeachment inquiry. Oh, isn't that, and that's probably the most annoying thing that you ever have heard. I've tried to sit there, and news used to be entertaining. It was the circus ring over here that I could follow, right? Here's the stupid story. Entertain me with this, entertain me with this, because I know it's not true. Maybe it is true. Maybe it's really just part of the truth.
And impeachment is such a bad thing. I mean, wasn't there some guy named Billy Bob from Arkansas that got somewhere in politics and got impeached and just became more popular than ever, didn't he?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, you know. But it's a big, big distraction towards everywhere. It's like they've got so many people in that ring, and they've got so much attention on that ring, that it begs you to look at the other rings and say, what the heck is going on around here? And quite honestly, they're doing a pretty damn good job. I think we're talking a little bit about the homeless thing. Captain Fred the other day, well, it wasn't the other day. Captain Fred was in our chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com, and he came in there, it's probably now 4 to 6 weeks ago, and he said something that was pretty profound, not profane. He doesn't swear much. That's nice. But what he did say was something to the effect of the alternate media mimics the narrative that the mainstream media, if you want to actually talk them, is actually talking about. And I saw that in the chat room, and I kind of went, well, huh, yeah, I guess at times it does. There's a lot of shows here on Republic Broadcasting that will talk about the corporate media and talk about the corporate media stories that are alive and happening that this day, right now. I mean, we can sit there and do a cross analysis of, you know, the Trumpy Trump ring, right? So you remember when those clowns came in with that big bottle of seltzer? Wasn't that great? Hey, you know they're going to have a little sub-ring in there with a bigger bottle of seltzer. Oh, wow, let's go watch that one. You know, but I'm trying to pick on the little ones that are important. The gilets jaunes, right? How important is the French right now? Right. So what do you know about the gilets jaunes, right? What do we know about it? Here, if you listen to Republic of Texas Radio, you probably would have went through the gilets jaunes things with us last year until we got distracted and moved that circle all the way, that ring, to the back burner, right? It's like, okay, so what are you doing today? Well, today you'll notice that they used to have the gilets jaunes with the yellow vest, right? And now they have the black vest, which are the immigrants, right? And the immigrants are pretending they're Antifa. And so the immigrants are out there beating on people and destroying stuff, and they're not talking about that either, right? But maybe over there in France they are.
They're screaming, "Get out of our country! Get out of our country, all you whiteys! Leave our country!" Yeah, it's gone crazy, Steve.
Yeah, it's a get out of our country, you whiteys. It's like, yeah, and well, you got to stop smoking, and you know, we're going to take away your pointy knives.
Really? Yeah, yeah. That's Britain. Yeah, you don't need pointy knives anymore because since we invented forks, you know, you don't have to have pointed knives anymore because you don't have to stab your meat after you cut it, you know, to get it to your mouth. You cut your meat and then you grab it with your fork. So we don't need pointy knives anymore. You know, so and pretty soon when we go to Soylent Green, we won't even need sharp knives. So you know, it's a progression, Steve.
Yeah, maybe so. Soylent Green, you know, it's people, the Impossible Burger. Like, oh God, you know, do you really want to have a hamburger made of grass? Well, it's not. It's made of mushrooms, and you know, it's made into dish or you know that.
Soylent Green is people. It's people.
Yeah. We could go so many directions with that. So, you know, the Hong Kong people were doing that for a while, Alan. At 10 o'clock at night, they'd open their windows and scream, you know, but then that was another one. That's, I can't stand it anymore. what is the name of that movie?
Network.
Network. Yeah. Poor Hong Kong. I keep thinking about those guys and how futile it is for them to resist the Borg. You know, the Borg is
speaking of the Zillion, Steve, last I remember hearing about him, except for, you know, sporadic reports of it being like week 48 or something like that, was that I thought that they had a couple of Zillions that were actually going to become MEPs. And so the Zillion would actually have political representation in the farce of a political system that is ruled by the House of Lords, which not too many of them Zillions are going to get to. So,
yeah, I guess I want to see how that helps them. I mean, we've got Trump, right? And I don't know where Trump ended up being the revolutionary that they say he is. I don't think that he really has been necessarily. You know, he's sure getting on their nerves. But, you know, he's showing you the swamp. You want to see it, you know, he'll lift a rock for you. He'll show you, you know, here, look, here's Biden's son getting all sorts of money. Don't you wish you could do it? I mean, what kind of a play are we getting right now, Alan? And I, you know, we're getting this thing where...
Speaking of the name you just mentioned, the name you just mentioned there, Steve, you know... I do remember, Jeff Rentz used to have a guy on there. I'm blanking on his name here. The guy that runs Veterans Today, Gordon Duff.
Gordon Duff.
And, you know, he came on that one time and he said, you know, we've got a pretty extensive organization. You know, we've got, you know, guys, you know, everywhere, you know, Iraq, you know, everywhere, you know, here and there, you know, they're members. And, you know, basically, I guess, a bunch of mercenaries. And, you know, and he admits that he does government contracting and that everything he tells you is not 100% true because some of it he just can't. If he did, he would get, you know, taken away. But you know, he came out that one time and he said, you know, we've done as extensive, you know, an investigation of Trump as we can. You know, who he is, why he is where he's at, et cetera, why the people are around him that are there. And he said, from all indications, everything that we can figure out was that his last bankruptcy, he was bailed out by the Kushner family. And this is why Jared and his little daughter are still there. And, you know, with actually no official positions, but it's kind of like, you know, Colonel House hanging over the shoulder. So, control, yep. I would say so, yeah. I mean, why does he have has no official position, yet he's going on all these official, you know, visits and going and talking to all these high-level people.
I'm just a normal, average, everyday guy.
Since I talked about that, Steve, I brought this up before. And, you know, Gordon Duff, you know, he was on there like twice a month on rents. You know, he was getting, you know, pretty regular. And I said something about this, and Gordon hadn't been on Jeff Rentz's show in about 3 or 4 months now. So, I don't know, maybe they called him up and told him to shut his mouth.
Yeah, you know, Darren Weeks was on our show. Well, the last time Darren Weeks was on our show, he was talking about Donald Trump and all of his ties and how he's bound, which is an interesting story. By the way, Governor America is back on the air again. Darren is broadcasting. I don't believe he's here at Republic Broadcast, and you can go over and find out more information over at governoramerica.com. But that starts next weekend, so he'll good news stories and so forth. But I just wanted to give a quick plug, Darren. Welcome back to the alternate media airwaves.
Darren's kind of like Farron. I really miss him. If Farron was gone, my weekend would be kind of blasé and lost. I just love Farron's delivery. I mean, he's good at what he does, and you know his accent. I'm sorry, Farron, I know hopefully you're probably listening, but, you know, I think it's your accent, you know, and the way you just come across. You just sound like America. You know, you sound like a majority of America, not the ones we see, you know, running around in San Francisco, you know, saying the NRA is a terrorist organization and banning it. You know, I think most people just, Farron, your accent, the way you talk, and yeah, you're America, man.
Yeah, he's a regular person, right? He doesn't mince words. Yeah, and if you're not sure who we're talking about, you can join the alternate media over at Republic Broadcasting at 8 o'clock in the morning through 10 o'clock. You know, it's been a not-miss-it show of mine, well, since he's come to Republic Broadcasting, and for years before as he was flip-flopping through the universe.
When he was Farron and Brian, back on another network, yeah.
That was always funny. It was like, hey, so Farron, what's going on? That was Brian, right? He had kind of like the
yeah. Don't take this wrong, Brian. But you were kind of like Farron's Chong, Tommy Chong, or something. Hey, man, I love those guys.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, I was still talking about Hong Kong, or at least that's the last twist that I was.
Okay, sorry, I pushed you off.
You're fine. The cops just pressed charges against a protester that was shot directly in the chest by an actual pistol this week because he was attacking on a cop or something. So he just did it, but it's more likely it was the controlled escalation of the tensions over in Hong Kong. Now, a lot of people don't understand what's going on in Hong Kong. And it depends how old you are to how much you know about Hong Kong. Because for me, you know, as in my age group, I'm sitting here, I remember when Hong Kong was part of the EU, right, or whatever the hell they call that. You know, like part of Britain that conquered the world, Britain, right? And then all of a sudden they gave it back to the Chinese. And for years, the Chinese didn't touch it. They didn't touch it. They put a puppet ruler over there and said, don't touch it. Let it go, right? This is going to be, we need to know what they know. Don't touch it. So now, all of a sudden, we're fast forwarded 20-some-odd years, right? You know, 20, 30 years? How many years has it been? I can't even remember, Alan. And then they said, okay, it's time to come in. Come out from the cold. And they have a generation of people that have a inkling of what freedom is or liberty is. And I'm just saying inkling is because we only know a little bit about freedom and liberty, right? We really don't know anything about except, well, servitude, you know, but they will get a new upgraded servitude in, you know, Hong Kong. So if you think we are slaves, and you might think we're slaves, you might not think we're slaves, but when you think that we're not slaves, think about property tax, right? There you go. That will bring you back to your servitude. If you have to pay property tax on any damn thing, then you don't own nothing. you know, if you have to produce something. So that's why I'm saying it'd be nice to get free. And, well, freedom's kind of important. But Hong Kong, what do you think about thousands and thousands or tens of hundreds of thousands of young people worried about where they're going, right? They're sliding into the pit of hell, right? The pit of hell being facial recognition, social credit scores. Now, even if you don't believe that that's going to happen, and, oh, that's just all a bunch of hooey, hokey pokey, right? It's there. And to slide into communism, into socialism, and it's not a straight communism. And this is real. Those poor buggers. Well, they're not buggers. But they are in trouble.
Coming soon to a theater of war near you.
Yeah. And them are the noises for the commercial. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I just bounced over into the chat room, and there's some interesting stuff. CFR put up a little add-on to what you were talking about. There, the goose being in the noose there. Alan, and that's an interesting link. I took a little.
Didn't they get out of prison just recently? Malvo or what was the other dude's name? Yeah,
I don't know, man. You know, I I didn't follow that story. I'm not there. I'm sure somebody knows. But you can take a look at that recently. Link, you know, over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And I know it's probably hard to get there. There's also other links that are coming down in there and whatever. Geoengineering. Oh, Gordon Duff. They talk about some Gordon Duff in there. And Mer Bailey wants to remind us all that Gordon has said that he has, you know, about 5 aliases. So when you're dealing with Gordon Duff, you might not be dealing with
Gordon. He actually told us that some of what he says is not 100% truth. But, you know, would you rather have someone that has good information that you have to weed out and use your brain to figure out, you know, what is more possibly real or not, than to have someone stand up there and tell you, I'm never telling you a lie, and this is the truth, and believe everything I say? You know, I'd almost rather, you know, I'd almost take my chances with someone who's actually telling me that, well, everything I tell you might not be 100% true.
That's where I kind of have always not aligned with you on the Gordon Duff story, right? You know, you listen to somebody and they says, well, whatever I just told you might be a lie. Well, I'm just going to not listen to you, right? You know, it's like, well, why? You know, if you're making shit up. I'm sorry for swearing, folks. But then, that's what it is. It's just a bunch of, it's not even just being inaccurate. And, of course, I remember listening to this person that calls himself Gordon Duff. We'll say it that way. And how he says, well, in order to tell the truth, I have to lie to you. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because in lying to you, I make it so you can't tell that it's truth or lies. Therefore, I don't get in trouble for telling you the truth because I can't
tell.
I'm
supposed to believe Walter Cronkite, who says that's the way it is. You know, he gets up and he tells us what the world is. Yeah. You know, that's how he entered the show. And that's the way it is. He doesn't say, yeah, this is a possibility. Think about it, folks. Go ahead and use your own brain. Do some research. No, See, because, you know, you can glean very valuable bits of information from every source. I take nothing as my oracle of information.
Sure. And I don't I'm just saying that I don't know. I really have a hard time with somebody like Gordon Duff he called himself Gordon Duff, just because of that statement, even though, okay, so what's the difference between him and I want to use the term gentleman, that was stopped at a, you know, customs, stop, earlier this week, Alan. I don't know if you followed this little story, and he was stopped, and the reporter, the guy that was stopped by the customs folks, is it the end of the hour already? Wow.
There was a time.
Okay. We'll get back to this in a few minutes, folks. Republic of Texas Radio, hang in there.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.